Praise the Lord. If you have your Bible, turn this morning to 2 Kings chapter 5. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1. The Bible says, "Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. And he was also a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper." I want to preach this morning for just a few minutes and try to not be too long on this thought, going God's way. Amen? Going God's way. Have you ever thought about God's way? God's way is a good way, but I want to say God's way is a right way. Amen? As we look at this and we see this, the Bible tells us that there was a man named Naaman. And he was a Syrian. He was a captain of the host of Syria. He was a soldier. He was a mighty man of valor. He had delivered the Syrians in battle, praise God. He was a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. Amen? A leprosy is something that's incurable. Now they have a vaccine for it where leprosy is, but it's still incurable. And as we see this man, and we see that he was, the Bible says specifically, the Holy Spirit tells us that he was a leper. He had an affliction in his flesh that literally, leprosy literally just eats you alive. It begins to eat upon your appendages, your nose, your ears, and it begins to affect you in so many different ways. But I want to say leprosy is also a type of sin. And I don't know about you tonight or today, but I'd rather have leprosy of the flesh than leprosy of my soul. Amen? I'd 1,000 times rather have leprosy of my flesh than leprosy of my soul. I don't want nothing that's going to eat and defile my soul. Amen? And they can destroy this body. It can be eaten up. It can fall apart a piece at a time. Amen. I've got so much patches in me. Amen. It ain't even funny. But praise God, I'm glad that there's a God of glory. Glory to God that's watching over my soul. And my soul's the most precious part. And glory be to God, it belongs to Him.
Amen.
Amen. We see this man named Naaman, and he's got this leprosy. He's got this affliction in his flesh. And his soul, but his soul is lost without God. I want to say I'd rather be saved than anything I know. Amen. I'd rather come to a place of saving knowledge, Lord Jesus Christ, and have $1 million in this world. But there's so many places, there's so many people today that's trying to get everything the world has, and they forget about God. I want to say, if you don't have God and godliness in your life, then you don't have nothing at all. Amen. But when we get God in our life, praise God, we get it all. Amen. We get grace and mercy, peace, happiness, joy, everything that comes with knowing the Lord, praise God, it's ours to have. But we see this story. This man had leprosy. His body was afflicted with this awful, awful disease. But the Bible tells us that the Assyrians had went out and they had invaded and they had brought from Israel a little maid girl. Amen. And this little girl was a person of faith. And she tells him, she speaks here, and she said, "I would to God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria." This little Israeli girl, she had faith in the God of glory, and she said, "I wish." This is what she said. She said, "I wish Naaman could just go to Samaria because there's a prophet in Samaria, because there's a God in Samaria. And if he could get to God, God could heal them." See, I want to say those that's afflicted by the leprosy of sin, praise God, if they can ever get the good God of glory, he can save them by his marvelous grace. Amen. And through his tender mercy, this little girl had that faith to believe. And Jesus said in 14:6 of the book of John, he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh to the Father but by me." I want to say there's a way that seemeth right to the man, but I want to say, glory to God, there is a way that's right in the eyes of God. And when we seek Him with all our heart and we seek Him early, we'll find Him, praise the Lord, right where He is. Amen. But we got to go God's way. We can't go our way because our way is not God's way. Amen? I'm afraid we're so mixed up in the world that we live that we think we can go any which way we want to and everything will be all right. But praise God, I'm saying it ain't that way. We think we can buy our way in. We think we pay our way in. We think we can work our way in. But I want to say, Jesus said, I'm the way. Amen. Hey, listen, if I was lost out there looking for a place, praise God, if I was in a building and wanted out, I'd be looking for the door. Amen. Wouldn't you? If you was in some big building, amen, you were getting ready, it was time to go home, you'd get to looking for the door. I want to say, pray God, Jesus said, I'm the door. Amen. He said, I'm the door. That's God's way. That's the only way. If you're going to get in, you're going to come in the door. Anyway, hey, you might say, well, preacher, I'll just sneak in. Amen. I'm going to tell you, you come in as a thief and a robber. He said, there's a way. And he said, I am the way. You say, well, how do you believe that? Because he said, I'm also the truth. Amen. He said, not only am I the way, okay, but I'm not going to tell you the wrong. Amen. I'm not going to tell you anything that'll hurt you. Amen. He said, I'm going to tell you the truth. Hey, sometimes the truth's hard to swallow. Amen. We like to do things in our own way. We like to do things man's way. But man's ways ain't God's way. Amen. Praise God. We want to have everything. We won't have it right now, but praise God. That's not my God's way. Amen. But when we seek the Lord with all our heart, praise God, we'll find Him when we seek Him early. Can't buy our way in, can't pay our way in, can't work our way in. Amen. See, we see here that little girl, she spoke to the mistress. Now this mistress is Naaman's wife. Okay? So this little girl, through faith, she said, I wish it, Naaman, amen, she must have thought pretty highly of him. She said, I wish Naaman could just get down there to Samaria, to that prophet down there. He could heal him. Now, I can see Mrs. Naaman. In my mind's eye, I can see Mrs. Naaman. She looked down that old long cliche after beak at her. She said, young lady, what are you talking about? Somebody in Samaria, prophet in Samaria. Have you ever heard tell of somebody being cured of leprosy? That little girl never flinched, never bad eyes. She said, yeah, down there in Samaria. Amen. Down there in the presence of God, there's healing. Amen. And the Bible says that somehow the word got to the king. Verse 4 said, and one went. Amen. She said, I'd like to see him recovered of that, to be made whole. Amen. I'd like to see every one of our family members be made whole. There's a whole lot of our people's got leprosy. Got leprosy of the soul. Sin has invaded them. Sin has taken them. Sin's destroying them. It's breaking them. Peace, my peace, my peace. Thank God, I'd like to see God recover them. Amen. The Bible said that one went down there and saw the king. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, thus and thus saith the maid that is in the land of Israel. Amen. Maybe she went into old Naaman and said, listen, Naaman, I don't know what you think about this, but just hear me out. Said, this little old servant girl that you brought up from Israel. Said, yeah, what about what she done? Oh, said, nothing. Said, she's a perfect. I mean, she does good work. She's right there, Johnny on spot. Praise God. I thank God. Hey, Lord, glory be God. She's a blessing. But let me tell you what she said. She said, if you could just get down there to Samaria. Said, there's a prophet down there. And said, if you could get down there, he'd heal you. Amen. He stirs that thing around in his head for a little while. Amen. He ponders on it. Kind of like Mary did. He pondered that thing in his heart. He thought about it, praise God. He began to think, you know what? You know what happens in a child, in somebody that's lost without God, somebody that's got leprosy soul. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God comes into them. Praise God. He begins to convict them of their sin, show them where they're at, and show them where he'd like for them to be. I believe old Naaman, God began to convict his heart, showed him where he was, and where he'd like for him to be. Amen. Old Naaman went into the king. He said, King, need to talk to you a minute. Says, you know, he said, old Naaman, come on in, son. Said, come on in. Pull him up a chair. Highly favored in the eyes of the king. Praise God. He done give deliverance to the army of Syria. He said, come on in, General Naaman. Pull you up a seat. Sit down here. Sets him down there. He said, what can I do for you? He said, well, king, he's a little Jewish girl. Have we got it to one of my servants? And she said, if there's a prophet down there in Samaria, and if I could get to Samaria, praise God, I could be healed. King said, well, Naaman, glory to God. He said, hey, if you can be healed, praise God. He said, well, let's just get you headed that way. So the king fixed him up. So the king writes him a letter. Amen. So the king writes him a letter of introduction. Praise God. Glory be to God. I'm glad one day, glory be to God, there was a letter of introduction that was written to me and you. Amen. It was written from the King of Glory. Praise God. That might touch our heart and point us in the right direction. Oh, Naaman, he takes that letter. So the king of Syria said, go. I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment. You see this picture? The king sets him up and he gets him everything that he thinks he'll need. He said, okay, he said, we're going to send you down. You take your chariots, you take your men, your entourage, and you go down there to Samaria, praise God. And he said, he hands him a letter. He said, you take this letter in your hand from me to that king down there in Israel, and you tell him, and you give this to him. He said, everything will be taken care of. Amen. Ain't you glad the good God of glory, praise God, He gives us a letter, and He said, hey, you just take this, and you trust in it. Don't you worry about the arrangements in it, praise God. You just take it, glory be to God. You believe on it, and everything will take care of itself. Amen. So old Naaman, boss is old Naaman with pop and flair. He goes down there to Israel, and he takes that letter to the king. Amen. And he goes in, and they said, the honorable general, captain general of the Syrian army, here to see you, king. And they march him in there. He takes that letter and hands it to the king of Israel, reads that, and he says, oh my goodness. Rinse his clothes. He said, what's he trying to do? Does he think that I'm God? Does he think that I can do anything? Toward healing of this man. Said he's just trying to pick a fight with me. Amen. But little did he know somebody was in that room. Somebody was in that room and they went a trotting out there and they went down the road just a little bit to Elisha and they said, Elisha, there's a problem in the kingdom. Amen. That little old prophet of God, he said, what's going on? He said, there's a fellow named Naaman, a general of the Assyrian army, has come to into the presence of the king, praise God, of Israel, and he's brought a letter, and he wants to be healed. And Elisha, he said, well, all right, if that's no problem. He said, just carry up there to the king, and say, king said, just send that fellow down here. He said, I already know about that. I thought you had something else to talk to me about. He said, just go ahead and send that fella down here. And said, God said, he said, already said he's going to take care of that. Amen. Ain't you glad today God's already got plans for me and you? Amen. God's already got plans to take care. He said, I'll not see the righteous forsaken, or he see the begging bread. He said, I've got a plan for you. Amen. Amen. To take care of you. Amen. Lift you up, lift you out, praise God. I won't say God never lift nobody up, but he wouldn't bring out. Amen. Amen. He'll take us out of our leprosy. Amen. Make us whole, praise God. Jesus said, will thou be made whole? I'm afraid a whole lot of us trying to hold on to stuff and don't want to be made whole. But the Bible tells us here that old Naaman, he loads up, gets his chariot together, and he goes down there to Elisha. You see this in your mind? He pulls up his great big entourage in his chariot. You know, it's the general's chariot. It's not just any chariot. It's the general's chariot. Horses decked out. Got the rubies and things in their bridles and their gear. Praise God. And he pulls up there in front of the house. Amen. One of the things get out and he hollers out, the illustrious General Naaman of the Syrian army. Nothing happens. Waits there a minute. Nothing happens. The messenger says, hold on a minute. He goes running up to the door. In a minute, the Bible says, a servant comes. Amen. That servant opens that door. I want to say, if there's ever going to be a door open, the servant will have to open it. Amen. Amen. If there's ever going to be a door open for you or for me, it's going to take the Holy Ghost of God to open that door. You'll never get in, praise God. And he'll never come in till that servant opens that door. But praise God, he said, the Bible said that servant opened the door. And he said, "Sir," said, "I've come with the general of the Syrian army, Captain Naaman, a captain general of the Syrian army." Amen. And he said, servant says, "Hold on, hold that thought." He goes running back in there to Elisha. He says, "Sir," he said, "Captain," he said, "Yes, I know who it is." He said, "I tell you what you do." Amen. He said, "Servant of God," he said, "you just go out there and you tell," he said, "you tell him, praise God, just to go down there to the Jordan." And he said, "Dip 7 times. And praise God, when he comes out, Lord, he'll be made clean." Can you see the picture? Amen. That sweet Spirit of God, praise God, if you'll open unto him, Lord, as he's contending with your heart, he'll open the door and save your soul, praise God. Cleanse you from your leprosy of sin. Amen. He opens that door. He goes back out. He said, "Captain, sir," he said, "the man of God said to go down to the Jordan River and dip 7 times. And he said, then you'll come up clean. Praise God." Amen. Praise the Lord. And the little messenger, the little servant turns around. He goes back in and shuts the door. Amen. You know what happens? The Holy Ghost of God leaves it with you. The Holy Ghost of God contends with you, shows you where you're at, shows you your need, praise God, shows you how you can be healed, and he leaves it with you. Amen. Amen. Holy Ghost conviction. Something begins to stir down in you. But if we ain't careful, that old rebellious man will rise up. And the Bible says that old Naaman, he was in that chariot. That servant went back in the house. Now watch this. The servant goes back in the house, shuts the door. His master comes back out there like, he didn't know what to do now. Amen. Ball wasn't in his court. Ball was in Naaman's court. See, I want to say, those people around you, praise God, they can't get saved for you. Those people around you, praise God, they'll not be convicted for you. Those people around you, praise God, will not accept Jesus for you. Put it right there in that chariot, right in his lap. But the Bible says, listen, and Elisha sent a messenger. But that's the word of God. Unto him saying, "Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean." Amen. But now get this. The Bible says that Naaman was wroth. But Naaman was wroth and went away. Amen. You know what that means? That he turned around and started going in the opposite direction. You hear me? It means that he turned around and started going in the opposite direction where the man of God, through God of glory, praise God, told him to go. The direction that the servant had pointed him, praise God, he turned and went the other way. He was wroth. He was upset. Now, it amazes me that he had enough faith to believe a little old Hebrew girl when she said, "If you'll go down to Samaria, there's a prophet that'll touch you, praise God. There's a presence of God that'll heal you." But notice what happens. But Naaman was wroth and went away. In other words, went in a different direction and said, "Behold," pay attention. He told his people, he said, "Hey, listen. I thought. One of the biggest problems that we have is we think. We think we can do this. We think we can do that. We think we can do it our way and not God's way. The first thing we do, first time we mess up, is we say, "I think." He said, "I thought." Brother, he said, "I thought that man of God had come out. I mean, when I pulled up there in pomp and splendor, praise God, with my chariot and my servant, praise God, in my entourage, praise God, I knew that I was expecting that servant of man to come out humbly to my chariot." Amen. Say, "Oh, God, a great general. Hey, Naaman, it's so good to see you. So good to have you on my premises. Bless you, bless you. Bless you, my son. Let me help you." And then lay his hand on me and I'd be healed. He said, "I thought that's the way it would happen. I thought, praise God, that I could wait as long as I want to. And then when I decided to get in, I thought I'd just say, oh God, I want to go to heaven. And I'd fly off into glory. But there's so many people that's waiting too long. You know why? Because of pride. Pride gets in the way. See, he was full of pomp. He was full of pride. He pulled up there in front of that gate expecting. He said, I thought that God would honor me. I thought the man of God would honor me. I thought he'd come out to me. God did come out to him. In the way of a servant, he said, hey, so all you got to do is go down there to Jordan River. Now, he believed a little old tow-headed girl, a little Hebrew servant. But he didn't want to. He got angry at the man of God. Amen. Because the man of God told him what he needed to do. And said he got angry. He said, I thought surely he'd come out to me. Stand and call on the name of the Lord. His God. And strike his... You notice he said, his God. And strike his hand over. But you know why he didn't? Because it was, if he'd have done that, he wouldn't have recognized him as his God. As Naaman wouldn't accept him as his Lord. Amen. He come out and he struck his hand over. If he had come out and struck his hand over that place, he said, I thought he would. Amen. The Bible says in Isaiah 55:8, God's thoughts are not our thoughts, and our ways are not his ways. Amen. God don't do things the way we thought. God don't do things in the way that we think. God does things in a way to bring glory to His name and His name only. Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. We accept Him because of who He is. Glory be to God. We see God moving in it. And Naaman says, he said, I just thought. And his servant says, Naaman, he's exclaimed his thinking. He's let his thinking out there. They can see what his heart is. But God already knew. Amen. They turned around or headed in the wrong direction. And that little servant, he says, are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage, going in the opposite direction, going back the way he had came. Amen. Why? Because he didn't want to hear what the messenger had to say. See, a lot of times what happens, even in our churches, We come to the house of God. We come to the place of God. We come to the presence of God. But we get our eyes on the messenger, and we don't see the message. Amen. I said a while ago that if you was lost, if you was in a city, if you was a building, what if you was in a big city like Chicago or never been there before, and you was trying to find your way. Amen. And you're going down that street, you have no idea how to get to where you're going. But you come across a little old towhead boy. A young man. Amen. And praise God. And he says, hey, listen. You say, hey, listen. He said, I'm trying to find such and such. Can you tell me the way? And that little old boy says, yeah. I said, you go right down here. He said, and you take a right. And when you take a right, praise God, glory be to God, you'll be headed in the right direction. Amen. But you in your mind, you say, well, wait a minute. This little boy, he's a shoe shine boy. Your mind records the shoe shine stand. Your mind records the shoe shine seat. Your mind records a little shoe shine pedestal where you put your feet. And you said, look at him. How can he tell me where I need to go? How does he know? Look at him. His raggedy knee breeches, the shoes of his toes scuffed and wore out from to his socks. How can he tell me the way I need to go? But the reason he could tell you, praise God, because he's worked those streets. Amen. Because that little old shoe shine boy has sat a lot of time on his knees, crawling around on them streets. He's drug them shoes and wrapping down, praise God, a lot of them sidewalks. He knows exactly what he's talking about. And he points you, praise God, down there the way of a cross boulevard. And he says, when you get down there, you've got to go right. Amen. Amen. But see, if we ain't careful, we get to looking at the messenger and we'll miss the message. Amen. That little messenger, it wasn't because he didn't come out. The message came to him. Come right to where he was. Listen, when you sit in the house of God and God speaks to your heart, amen, he's speaking to your heart. Amen. He said, if you'll just come down to the way of the Cross Boulevard. And he said, when you get there, said, you got to go right. Because what? But this old flesh will rise up and he'll say, it'll rebel. And he said, well, you know what? I look at him. He's just a little old shoe shine boy. Don't even take care of his own shoes. He don't know nothing about what I need. You get down our way across Boulevard, and you know what to do? We'll take a left. Amen? Then he said, ain't that what Naaman done? Got down there to the way of the cross, praise God, and he took a left. He said, I'm just going to go this way, boy. You do what you do. Hey, praise God. He said, who's he think he is? So I'm going to take a left. I'm going to go my way, praise God, and I'll figure it out someday. And he wanders around in darkness, gets lost, if that's a word, gets loster and loster and loster, until he's lost himself, don't know who he is, where he's at. Because why? Because when he got down the way of the Cross Boulevard, you've got to go right. Amen. Praise God, that servant says, hey, listen. And the servant came near and spake unto him and said, my father, he said, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he said to thee, wash and be clean. He said, you come down here close to $500,000 in silver and gold. Come down here seeking a great physician that'd heal you. They've tried all the ones back home. Amen. Come down with a letter from the king, praise God, to introduce you, glory to God, to begin to get you some help. I want to say, I'll stop right here and say, I'm glad somebody introduced me to the king one day. Amen. Praise the Lord. Said, you come down there, praise God, you come with all this stuff. You come, and he said, you traveled a great distance. Approximately, best I figure, about 150 miles. He done came this far. Hey, listen. I guess what the servant was telling him, Bud Gray, he said, Master, he said, you come too far to turn back now. Amen. Said, you done made the journey this far, praise God. Let's just press on. Amen. Amen. He said, well, you just don't understand. My feelings is hurt. He said, listen, if he would ask you to do some great thing, amen. If he would ask you, hey, Naaman, if he would have said, Naaman, said, if you'll get on your knees and crawl back to the Syria, to the Syrian border, when you get there, you'll be well. He said, what would you have done? He said, well, I got on my knees and I'd crawled. He said, well, how much more better? He said, just go down to the Jordan and dip 7 times. Amen. That 7, a type of completion. That 7, a type of perfection. Amen. So he said, all right. He said, let's go. He turns around. He heads back down to the Jordan. And I can see this. I'm going to hurry. I can let you go. I know it's getting late. I can see. Oh, I'm going to have me a time. I hope you're enjoying this much I am. He gets down there to the Jordan. And he gets ready. Throws off all his royal apparel. Are you hearing me? He gets off of that old royal apparel. Amen. He takes down all of his armor, all of his defenses. Stands there without his armor, without his apparel. Defenseless! And boy, and I just see the old devil saying, boy, you're sure making yourself vulnerable. You're sure putting, what will the people back home think when they see this, they hear this? But he puts it off, and he goes down in that water. Brother Tim, he goes down in that water, and he dips in that water. He comes up out of there, and he trudges over to the bank. And he looks at himself, and that leprosy's still there. He says, what? He said, if I was 1/7 the better. He said, but I don't see no improvement. I don't see a whole lot. I don't see any improvement. But he says, the servant says, he did say 7 times. So he goes back into that water and he dips again. And he comes out. And he looks at it. He says, don't look much improved. I'm not getting no better. But the servant says, he did say 7 times. He said, I feel like a fool. You ever feel that way? When the Holy Ghost of God unctions your heart, says, why don't you just draw nigh to the Lord? Won't you just give it all to Him? He said, just give it all. So he goes back in that water the 3rd time, the 4th time, the 5th time, the 6th time. He comes back out and he says, oh man, He said, I don't see nothing. There's no improvement. There's no improvement. But the servant whispers one more time. He said, till seven times. Amen. So he goes back in that water the seventh time. Praise God. And he comes up out of there. Praise the Lord. And he looks at that flesh. And the leprosy's gone. And the man of God said, if you're reading it in the intensity of the Hebrew, he said, the prophet said that you'll come out with skin like a baby. Amen. He said, you'll come out brand new. And he comes out of that. I can see him as he comes up out of that water, and the water clears his head. He begins to walk out, and that water begins to go down. Praise God, he begins to look, and he's never seen anything like it in his life. He can't even believe it's his. He said, I've been made clean. Amen. That servant says, man of God told you. Amen. You know what took place? He gave himself wholly to God. It was complete surrender. That's what God wants. Praise God. The way of God is complete surrender. He said, not my will, but thine be done. It's what Jesus said. God wants our complete surrender. See, he could have went in two or three times, got on his chariot, went back and said, well, you know what? That didn't do nothing for me. I'm still the same old person. I want to say, listen, church, listen to me real carefully, and I'm done. Till we completely surrender to God, He can't help us the way that He wants to. Amen. Till you completely surrender to God, He can't help you the way that He wants to. But when we completely surrender to Him, you're a preacher, I pay my tithes. I didn't ask you about your money. Amen. That's a given. Well, God gives us, we give back. Praise God. God blesses us the more. Amen. That's just the way it works. But God says, I don't want all that. He said, what I want. He said, obedience is better than sacrifice. He said, obedience. Naaman was obedient to God. See, that message didn't come from Elisha. That message come through the servant, praise God, from the God of glory. Amen. And he said, go wash seven times and come away clean. He said, come away complete. Come away perfect. Amen. How would he say? He said, you had to go God. See, the money, that's man's way. Trying to buy your way in. Amen. The letter of introduction, that's man's way. Trying to introduce us to somebody that we ain't. He's only one King of glory. Amen. Trying to come in there in a different way, that's man's way. Amen. But he said we had to come God's way. And the Bible said he come out, when he come up, and he come up that seventh time, and the Bible said, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Amen. Made wholly clean. The leprosy. That leprosy. We saw that leprosy. Praise God. It's gone. The sin was gone. Praise God. Why? Because he believed God. He said, then he went down and dipped himself seven times. He came up clean. And he returned to the man of God. He and all his company. And came and stood before him. And he said, behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Now therefore, I pray thee. Now watch this. He says, take a blessing of thy servant. Amen. He said, He said, boys, come here a minute. He said, get all this gold and silver. Get these rings. Take it over and give it to Elisha. Amen. Pay for it. He said, God said in Isaiah 55:1, He said, I give it without money and without price. Amen. He said, I give it freely to those that receive it freely. But the man of God, see, God can't be bought. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. God, did you hear what I said? God can't be bought. Amen. Amen. Man of God, he said, wait a minute, no, uh-uh. He said, I don't want nothing you got. He said, I didn't do nothing. Amen. Man of God said, I didn't do nothing. Give God the glory. Amen. He said, but take it, everything, take it all. No, he said, you put that back on that chariot. And you go ahead and take it back to the king, wherever you want to. He said, that don't belong to me. Amen. He said, I don't want your money. He said, I didn't do it for money. Praise, I done it for the glory of God. I just told you what God said. Amen. And Naaman, praise God, going God's way, he said, I know He said, I know that there is no God in all the... You see what happens? When he went God's way, he began to know some things. See that little old Hebrew girl? She said, I know that there's a God in Samaria, a prophet in Samaria, the God of Samaria, that can heal him. I believe this began to reverberate in his head, and he said, you know what? I know. He said, that little old girl, she said, she know. She said, I know the same one she knows. Amen. He said, I went God's way. Praise God. Why? He said he wholly gave himself to God. And in the conclusion story, I can just see this in my mind. He was faithful, praise God. He done that, was that God obeyed him. God told him to do. He was obedient. He went down, dipped seven times, and come up brand new. But I see in my mind's eye, as old Naaman, he's riding back down towards Syria. Got his men with him, and there's a whole different attitude as he's traveling home. There's an attitude of gratitude. Amen. I want to say, when you become a child of God, praise, He changes your attitude.
Amen.
You become an attitude of gratitude. And as he's pulling up the lane, I see Mrs. Naaman. She's there in the house. She's watching out the window. Been watching for a while. Been expecting. Been expecting him back. Amen. And that... I can see that little Hebrew girl. I know I got a vivid imagination. I can see that little Hebrew man. I said, ma'am, so he's going to come back too.
Amen.
Said, you think so? Oh, he's going to come back. He's going to come back different. He's going to come back better than he ever was. Do you really believe that? You're thinking, so the whole time Naaman's gone. I can see that little, because God's people don't give up. We don't quit. We don't give in. She's praying. She's, oh, God, please. Please touch my master. Because she knew if God touched her master, he'd be a different master. Amen. And I can see Miss Naaman, and she's there, and I'm done. I can see her that she's there, and she's watching out the window, and she sees the dust cloud. And she goes and scurries around, and she goes out on the porch. Amen. Out there on the porch, and she's standing there watching as the chariots come riding up. And they pull up to the house, and cloud of dust, you can't see nothing. And then out of that cloud of dust comes this man. She looks at him. Wait a minute. Could it be? It don't really look like something different. He's the same size. But there's something different about him. And she says, Naaman! She says, that's you! Big old smile come on his face. Biggest smile she's ever seen on him. He said, yes, dear, it's me. She said, are you clean? See, before he'd have to say, unclean. Unclean. But she sees him coming. She don't hear nothing. He cuffs her up and he says, I'm clean. Glory to God. Amen. I'm sure she lights off that porch, runs down there. First time maybe in years, she flings herself around his neck. Begins to love on him. Praise God. Begin to praise God. He begins to tell her that there is a God in Israel. Praise God. And he's real. What happens when we go God's way? When we get in our way, when we're obedient to him, praise God, we get all the goods. Everything is different now.